BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Let's get ready for The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on. Tonight's show is Sledgehammer Show number 441. We have gone over the edge. This is an actual picture that somebody took, and if you've ever been to other countries, such as I was, like in India, they travel on roads like this, and it is really, for those of us that come from America where the roads are usually safe, some of the roads that these people try, and it's just insane. So we have gone over the edge. Let me introduce myself to you. I am Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people following the Word of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. You can come out and be with us any Shabbat, that's Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, the news, and the Word of God. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Everybody is invited. You don't have to be Jewish to come worship with us. You just have to be seeking the truth. Let us know if you love or hate this Sledgehammer Show by sending an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. You can find our show on many different platforms, such as on yeshuatube.org. You can go to thesledgehammershow.com and watch it. Rumble.com/BGMCTV, Vimeo.com/channels/BGMCTV, Brightdan.com, and so many other places. We don't put the Sledgehammer Show on YouTube because they don't like the truth. They like living in lies and things like that. So we only put a limited amount of things on YouTube because there are other platforms now to put your stuff on and streaming on. Rumble for one. And if you'd like to support the Sledgehammer Show, please send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. We're located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's send a check and money order to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. And, you know, support us. Let us know if you love or hate the show. And speaking of us, I'm joined on the line once again by our good friend who's sweating profusely in hot Florida, none other than Ben Jimenez the Third. Okay, as we always start our show off, we start it off with the Word of God. And our Word of God that we start off our show is with Mishal, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and even when old, he will not swerve from it. When this gets removed, there is chaos in that home, community, state, and country. Okay, one of the things that really has been removed from our society is training the children in the Word of God. We've talked about it a number of times on the show and in other places that the Christians, will say that their children that you know, you should read the Bible, okay? And the child reads the Bible, and they read the Ten Commandments, and then the child goes, well, why aren't we keeping the Sabbath? Oh, that's been changed, okay? So you can't tell a child that and then expect him or her to follow the Lord, okay? So when the child has not been trained in the Word of God, then the home, the community, the state, and country falls apart. Now, in the United States, we have something that is no longer useful anymore, because we have something that's called the Constitution. But John Adams wrote and said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So when we are not following the Word of God, then our system of governance, our government system, does not work. Okay? When the majority of the people are not following the words from the Bible, okay, no other book can replace it, from Genesis through to the book of Revelation, then our Constitution doesn't work, our laws don't work, and every man and woman will do what's right in their own eyes. So, Ben, what do you think about, you know, this training up the children and that it's missing, and why, you know, people say we need to go back to the Constitution? You have, you know, conservatives saying, you know, we need to go back to the Constitution, but without first going back to God, the Constitution doesn't work. So what's your sense of this? Is our country done? This Constitution that they wrote was for a moral and religious people. What do you think?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say that this country is done, because there's always hope. I strongly believe that if we do return back to God and that we put God first, that there is we'll meet His saving grace. As far as raising up a child in the way he should go, that should actually be, you know, second nature. Raising up your children with the fear of God, you know, with the fear of doing wrong, you know, and promoting the fact that we are to do good, you know, towards one another. When you remove this proverb, you're removing God's word, you remove God's word from your life, you remove the righteousness of God that comes through His word for your life, and you leave the doors wide open for evil. And evil is like water. It'll go down the path of least resistance, you know, and it'll slowly take over, you know, like it has been, you know, chipping away at the stone of our foundation for all these years. You know, first you get rid of God, you get rid of prayer, you get rid of the Bible, you make prayer illegal, you make the truth hate speech, and what's left, you know, is wickedness and evil run rampant. And everybody is accepting, you know, everybody will accept that. And, you know, that's I believe, where we're at. But to say that we have no hope, I think, you know, would undermine the power of God, because God is all powerful and He can do anything. I mean, He created the heavens and the earth and everything in it in 6 days. You know, and if He could do that and split the sea, you know, split the sea of reeds and bring water out from a rock, there's nothing impossible for God. I believe that we can be saved from this wickedness, but because we refuse to accept the truth of His word and the truth of His existence, that this is the price that, you know, He's laid out for us to pay. And we are going to pay the price.
Yeah, we're definitely going to pay a heavy-duty price because, you know, we're going to look at some other words from the scriptures. Let's bring that up on the screen so you can see. In Deuteronomy in Devarim 19, verse 14, you're not to move your neighbor's boundary marker from the place where people put it long ago, in the inheritance soon to be yours in the land Jehovah your Elohim is giving you to possess. So we see here in this powerful passage that we're not to move the boundary marker. And what is the boundary marker? The boundary markers are the Word of God. Okay? And when we remove the Word of God, when we move that boundary marker to say these laws are no longer valid, when we move the boundary marker to say we're not under the law anymore, when these things occur, each passing moment that you've been removed from where that boundary marker was long time ago, then the country, let's start with the home. Excuse me. Then your home has no foundation. And when your home has no foundation, no standards in that community, then that marker has been moved, and the farther you move it, the farther away from God and his blessings we go. And the founding fathers knew that when they made our Constitution. And that's why John Adams said what he said. In it's, you know, we can't govern a people that is not moral and religious, because when you don't have the foundation stone in its place, then people will do what's right in their own eyes. Every man will do what's right in his own eyes. And then, Ben, then things begin to get wholly out of hand. And when things are wholly out of hand, then the adversary, the devil, takes over. So do you see the stone as being removed, and each day it gets farther away from its original position?
From where I'm standing, yes. Definitely. And how do you say that has been moved? Well, slowly but surely. Prayer was taken out of the schools. The family has been under attack, you know, since I believe over 50 years now, you know, where now no longer the mother stays home and rears up the children, you know, and guides them and educates them. You know, now the mother has to go out to work. So that leaves either the boob tube, you know, babysitting the children, or putting them in daycare and aftercare and after school programs that just continue to program and indoctrinate our children with falsehoods and with lies. I mean, outright lies, you know, where, oh, you don't have to worry about how you feel. If you feel like a girl, it's okay. Everybody should accept it, you know. And if they don't accept it, then they hate you. What kind of stuff is that? You know, the people that are creating all these, you know, confusing genders are confused themselves. They don't know who they are. They're not happy with who they are. Because and why would they not be happy? Because they don't have God in their lives. They don't seek God. They don't seek after the truth. You know, they reject the truth and expect to to live a peaceful life. There's no peace in wickedness. There's no peace in evil. You know, there's peace in God. There's peace in the light of God, in the light of His Word, and in the truth of His Word. You know, Yeshua was a prime example of how we're supposed to live our lives. You know, he walked the walk that he taught. You know, he didn't say something and not do it. He showed each and every one of us that it is possible to fulfill the word. You know, it is possible to follow the word. The problem that we have, and the reason why it's so difficult for us, is because of the Yetzirah, you know, and a lack of bitachon, a lack of trust, a lack of that blind faith. But this behavior, you know, leads to more wicked behavior, and before you know it, there's a legion of demons possessing you, and it's so hard for you to get up and start walking again that you have to call on the Father. You have to call on God. You have to call on Yeshua to save you, because there's no other way out.
Yeah, there is no other way out, and that's a good point, is that the people are not happy with themselves, and that's really our main issue, is that the people are not happy with themselves. So then we have this problem. Okay, so we look at this next part before we get into the news. We're going to look at this last part of what Yeshua our Messiah said. Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Okay, this is the goal. This is what we should be striving for. And when we're not striving for perfection, and where is perfection found? What is perfect is the Torah that the Father in heaven gave us. That is perfect. There's nothing else that is perfect. He spoke these words, Moshe wrote it down, and he checked the words, and those words are perfect. So we should be striving for this perfection, and when we're not striving for the perfection, then the boundary marker gets moved. Then we're not training our children in the way that they should go, and then our constitution does not work, because the government that was designed was a government that was meant for people that had morals, that had morals, and people don't have morals anymore. Okay, they don't have God. Okay, so let's get into the news while we started off with this. Okay, now in this news story, everywhere around, things have gotten extraordinarily bad. And what do I mean by bad? The crime rate around, you know, in major cities is astronomical, and crime is up all over the nation because we are not a moral and religious people anymore. So every man and woman will do what's right in their own eyes. So we see here, this is a story about San Francisco. They had some tourists come from San Francisco from Malta, and they parked their car, and inside of 10 minutes, everything in their car was stolen. Inside of 10 minutes, everything in their car was stolen. Now, there was another group that came, I think it was the week before, that came from Europe, and inside of 5 minutes, all their possessions in their vehicle had been stolen. This is what's going on in the lawless California, but it's not just there. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Okay? In the really ritzy section of California called Beverly Hills. It's what was world famous for their luxury retailers and, you know, their incredible stores that had, you know, ridiculous priced everything. But those stores are now being closed. These brick and mortar stores are now being closed because the retailers, you know, they just constantly are getting robbed. They're constantly getting robbed, and they can't stay open any longer. Okay, so if, you know, if the people are fearing for their lives, the stuff is being robbed all the time, then why be there when you can just send it via UPS or FedEx or something else like that? But here, let's look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. These numbers are astounding. In Washington, D.C., a staggering 670, let me say that number again, 670 reported carjackings in 2023 so far this year. That's 100+% increase, okay, in the U.S. Capitol. That's in the United States Capitol. That's D.C. 670 reported carjackings. In 2018, there was only 140, which is still an astronomical number. In 2020, there were 360. And in 2022, there were 485. Now in 2023, that number has jumped to 670. Okay, 670. And 513 of the carjackings been, 513 involved a gun. This is where our country is right now. This is just major cities. I mean, but, you know, looking at the U.S. Capitol, okay, they're drinking the Kool-Aid of what they're putting out. What do you think about this? And I mean, those astronomical numbers in, you know, 10 minutes in time, you know, in San Francisco, you get your car, everything in your car ripped off. You got the 670 reported carjackings. What do you think?
Well, this kind of behavior happens when you don't enforce the law and make people pay, you know, the punishment for their crimes. I forget, I think in California, it's a misdemeanor if you steal anything under, if I remember correctly, it was like $900. It has to be under $900 for it not to be a felony. Anything up to $900 is not a felony. It's considered a misdemeanor. So, you know, you can go in a jewelry store and steal a $500 necklace and it's considered a misdemeanor. You know, when you limit the people from protecting themselves and their property, you invite this kind of behavior. Why did we see the jump from 140 carjackings in 2018 to 670 in 2023? We're only talking a span of 5 years. You know, within 5 years, it's increased over 500%.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. You know, and it's all due to slapping people on the wrist saying, don't do that. That's not nice. You go on now. But remember, don't do that again. They're going to just slap me on the wrist again. I'll do it again. And I'll do it again and do it again and do it again. And these people are in pain for their crimes. You know, I remember growing up watching a show called Beretta, you know. And this, it would start off by, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it, you know. And that's something that we grew up with, you know. You do the crime, you pay the time. You do the time, you know. You pay the price. In Torah, it talks about paying the price, you know. In many cultures, in many Middle Eastern cultures, they will chop your fingers off for robbing. They will chop your hands off for stealing, you know. And they'll do this publicly. And, you know, I remember a story from a friend of mine who was in the military saying that somebody dropped a Rolex in the street where he was at in the Middle East. Nobody picked it up because it didn't belong to anybody. Why do you think nobody picked it up? Because their hands would have got chopped off. When God said, you're to stone the adulterer so that this way, you know, people will fear, or you're to stone the disobedient son who likes to drink and cause trouble for his parents, you know, you do this so that this way the fear of God is instilled in them and they won't want to do this. But because we don't make them pay, they gonna continue doing it. And right now it's carjackings and it's stores for physical, you know, commodities, which are clothing, electronics, cars, what have you. But there's coming a time when people will be breaking into your homes for the food they think you have, for the guns they think you might have, you know. And it's going to get to the point where people are going to be afraid of their own shadows, just like the Bible says, you know. Yeah,
it says when a leaf blows, they'll get scared, they'll hear the noise. And that's exactly. And that's what it's coming to, because we've come to this point where we don't care about anything. We don't have respect of our neighbors. We don't have respect of the word. We don't have respect of God. So here we have this story that's going on in Baltimore, Maryland. This 14-year-old girl keeps going out and stealing cards because the authorities refuse to keep her locked up because she's not an adult. So when we've come to this type of time in our nation, you know, the Constitution is gone because there is no morality. There is no religion anymore. People don't. The religion is the religion of me. And that's what we need to, as followers of God, we need to realize that's where we are at this point. And Yeshua, our Messiah, says, you know, in the book of Revelation, he says, you know, there's going to come a time where just let them go. Just let them keep doing what they're doing. Keep, you know, if they're dirty, let them stay dirty. So here we have, sadly, you know, this mother doesn't know what to do with her kid. It says she can't seem to find a way to keep her 14-year-old daughter from stealing cars. Okay. And the police are not helping because they just keep putting her out. You know, so all these people that this 14-year-old girl is hurting, that's what we need to look at. That this 14-year-old girl does not care about anybody. So I'm sure she's not living in the finest of neighborhoods. And she's not going to the finest neighborhoods. Usually what happens is they come from the inner city and they go to a neighboring town to go steal the vehicles from. Neighboring town is your middle income town. It's not the ritzy town, because in the ritzy town, the police will notice that these people are sitting out, because that's their job. Okay, that's if the police are going to do anything. So this girl, this 14-year-old girl, is hurting not the people who can afford it. You know, most people are living paycheck to paycheck. And when you're living paycheck to paycheck, Ben, when something like this happens to you, you're not having the $100 deductible anymore. You're having the $1,000 deductible. And your car is not, you know, you're holding it together with duct tape and crazy glue and, you know, whatever type of, any, you know, nuts and bolts and, you know, toothpaste and whatever you can do to keep it running. So now this person is coming in and stealing those cars. So this girl, this 14-year-old girl, doesn't care about anybody but herself. What do you say to a girl like this?
I don't know if it still exists, but I remember in my, I want to say about 30 years ago, there was a program called the Scared Straight Program, where troubled kids of this caliber would get thrown in jail with adults, and they would get treated as if they were an adult. And
do you really think that it would scare a person like this? I mean, I remember it's the 80s. It was Scared Straight was in the 80s, and right. When you were watching Beretta, which I watched recently, and I watched SWAT recently because it's on Tubi. And do you really think that it would scare a person like this?
Like I said earlier, when you said, you know, has America lost all hope? There is always that hope. There might be one or two children that aren't scared, but if they would see the reality of the consequences for their actions, it just might trigger something in their brain and snap them back into reality. You know, a lot of teenagers, they act this way because they know, number one, mom can't hit me because if she hits me, I'll call the cops on her. Or dad can't hit me or punish me because I'll call the cops on him and tell him that he's abusing me. Number two, they're not going to do anything to me because I'm underage. You know, when we set a limit like 16 or 17 years old, you know, for crimes to not stick to you, we have we create a chaotic society. We create a society of, you know, immorality, because we can't teach these kids anything because they don't want to learn, number one. Number two, they believe that the freedom that they have is actual freedom, you know? And little do they know that these actions lead to death, because there's only two things that the street can offer: prison or death. These are the things that were told to me as a youngster by my grandparents, by my uncles, by my parents. You know, this is the only thing that you're going to find there. You're not going to find friends, because there are no true friends in the street. Everybody who's in the street, who's living of the flesh, only wants what they want, and they'll get what they want from you at any cost. You know, and then when they can't get no more, they push you to the side, they kick you to the curb, you know. But if we would treat these children like adults, you know, all right, you're not going to give a kid, you know, 17 years for stealing a car. Understand that. Put them through the system. Make him learn. Make him earn his freedom again. You know, they might wake up. Some might, and some might not. But if you change one person, if one person changes because of the consequences of their actions, then what does the word say? the angels in heaven rejoice if one sinner returns to the Lord. Not if everybody returns to the Lord, just one sinner. It's rejoice. It's Simcha, you know? And that's what we have to really focus on. We're not going to change the world, but if we change one person, we've made a difference.
Yeah, we've made a difference, but one of the things that we really need to look at in what we're discussing here is that we have to replace the void with something. You know, once you remove the street, as Ben was talking about, once you remove the street, you have to replace the street with God, with God's word, and training them in the way that they should go. So let's move on to our next topic. Remember to subscribe to our pages. We're talking about the mark of the beast. Now, this is something that really needs to be talked about because this is happening rapidly. This mark of the beast is really coming on and coming on strongly. On your screen there, for those that are online with us now, we have the agenda from the United Nations, Agenda 2030. Online deep fakes may accelerate the global ID for internet access. Now, what is this deep fake? The deep fake is, you know, YouTube is being run by the globalists. And Facebook is being run by the globalists. And what they're doing is making videos. There's such good software out there now. They can make you say, and make a video to make you say anything, and it'll look real. So what's going on right now is they have a lot of these deep fake videos that are used to deceive and manipulate the masses. So let me go into this a little bit. What has happened now, there is such great software out there for your computers to make, you know, fun things to on TikTok and, you know, all those type of short form video platforms. They have such good software that you can make somebody seem as if they've said what they have not said. And it has really become effortless. And what has been going on these platforms, on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, NBC News viewed more than 50 videos posted to those sites, which featured computer-manipulated images and audio of well-known people. So, you know, one of your favorite actors or actresses, which you follow, or one of the main musicians that you follow, or rap artists that you follow, you know their voice, you know what they sound like. So on these videos, with this new type of software, they manipulated, you know, that famous person's voice to make it sound like that person said something else. And it looked like they were saying it. They were able to manipulate with this software now. Many of the videos had tens of thousands of views, showing how quickly these videos can spread what's called deep fakes. Okay, now what they're looking at, Ben, is with these videos, what they're going to be doing is making somebody like President Trump say something he didn't. And it's going to look like, you know, on TikTok, you know, people are going to look at the video and they're going to say, yeah, look, he said he's gay. And he's really Obama's gay lover. Okay? Or he's, look what Trump said. It's going to, looks like he said, it sounded like he said he murdered somebody. they're going to do all this, and they've been doing this, Ben. You know, there were just these 50 videos that were that NBC News viewed, and there's many more of them out there with this new software that people can get that's relatively inexpensive to make these deep fake videos. What do you know about the deep fake video? Do you know anything about it? What's your sense of, you know, they're going to try to remove Trump or try to remove Kennedy or anybody? What do you think?
Well, with the advent of AI, nothing is impossible anymore. This the videos that you were just mentioning, you were talking about, for the last, I think, about 3 or 4 years, they've been trying to perfect software that does that. I think they, if I'm not mistaken, they had used it in a demonstration video where they took a random person and the person was like speaking on a microphone, and the software was actually making the mouth move, the voice sounded exactly like the person. This is, as the years go by, as the months go by, as the weeks and the days go by, the software that they're using is, I mean, the technology is just advancing. We're reaching a point in time where technology will advance even faster, you know, and we won't be able to keep up with it. But this here is just the beginning. You know, they're going to make it seem like people are actually popping up with the Blue Beam project. If anybody wants to look into it, the Blue Beam project is that they can, you know, holographically display people, important people, important figures, and even show Jesus coming through the clouds, you know, ready for the rapture, whoever believes in that. But nothing will be impossible. Remember that God spoke those words when they came down and looked at the people who were united building the Tower of Babel. The statement that God made was that nothing will be impossible for them. You know? So let's go confuse their languages. Their language, because this way they won't be able to remain united and do what they set out to do. You know?
You know, the software is amazing because, you know, back when I was first an engineer, you know, I could, if I had the right equipment, I could actually get a sentence of what you said and just audio-wise be able to sample it, to change it, to make you say what I needed you to say. But that would take, you know, tremendous amounts of work now and skill and training. You know, you used to have a lot of equipment. Now what they're doing here with this stuff is what you said, that they can, the AI will, you know, get you for like a minute and watch your mannerisms and your mouth movements and stuff like that, and then be able to change the video to make you say what you did not say. And that's really what, you know, speak to that a little bit. You know, imagine somebody's saying, you know, that you're gay, you know, or you murdered somebody. You know, that's where it's heading, because that's what the deep state and the cabal wants to happen. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, that's going to be their tool. That's going to be their tool to deceive the masses, you know, and they have to deceive the masses with a lie, so that this way their lies will be viewed as truth. You know, I think Pelosi was the one that made a comment where she said that they used a certain tactic to create a problem to discredit their opponents, you know, and then they come in with sort of like the solution to fix it up, so this way that they look like they're the good guys, you know. If I can find that video, I'll send it to you. But this is a weapon in their arsenal, a tool in their arsenal, to deceive the people into thinking that what they're doing is for the greater good of man, you know. And little do they know that what they're doing, if you're not careful, is actually going to trap you so that you can't get out. Remember, a mouse gets trapped in the trap, not because of the trap, but because of the cheese, you know. It's the cheese that lures the mouse into the trap. The mouse knows that the trap is dangerous, but he's after that piece of cheese, you know. And just one slight movement of the cheese, snap goes the trap. And that's exactly what's going to happen if we're not careful.
That's exactly it's the thing that we need to really look at, which is really important, is that you're not going to know what to believe, you know, because you're, you know, if you believe the video, then you have embedded it and you don't know if it's true. If you don't believe the video, then it's, you know, what are you going to do? So they're going to have these false flags to guide the masses where they want us to go, because they're going to shut down the other avenues that, like we talked about last week in the last week's show, that the Bible is becoming outlawed. That's not the only thing that's going to become outlawed. They're going to, you know, have political assassinations and dramatic news events. You know, they're going to say, you know, they're going to show a plane crash, and they're going to say that, you know, the Republican leader for president is dead. You know, they're going to fake it, and then they're going to assassinate that person. You know, it took all these years, you know, for, you know, the information about John F. Kennedy to come out, and Robert F. Kennedy Sr. And then, you know, things are going to happen. Now they have all this software where they can manipulate things to the way that they want you to think. Okay, so now what that leads to, and it's, you know, you don't want this to happen, but this is what it's going to lead to, because people will say, well, there's got to be a way for us to make sure we know who did it, you know, whose video it is, and things like that. So they're going to say, well, we need this digital ID, so nobody will be able to put anything on the internet unless you have this ID. So it's sort of like what happened with the after 9/11, how our rights were summarily removed because people wanted to be safe. So now they're taking it to the next level, because it's been, you know, the 20 years, and now it's time to move on, because we're now ready to take over more of the world. But, you know, there's always somebody else who wants to take over what you want to take over. So now, let me just put that up on the screen once again. What's going to happen is, for anybody to put anything on the internet or to use the internet, what's going to happen, because they're going to have these false flags, these fake videos, these deep fake videos, they're going to make sure that now everybody's going to have a digital ID, so the government of the internet will know who's putting on these videos. What do you think about that, Ben? You think that that's what's going to happen? That they're going to move to have everybody have their own ID? Is that, and people are going to go for it?
Oh yeah, that's where the you know, that the word says in Revelation that he will deceive, you know, the very elect if it were possible. You know, he's going to make everyone, great and small, rich and poor, worship the beast, right? And, you know, they have to figure out a way how to advance in this program and accelerate it, because the clock is ticking between now and 2030. And if anybody, you know, wants, they can download the 2030 agenda PDF from the United Nations website. It is available for download. And if you read it, it's a plan for sustainable living. It speaks of how to become a global citizen. You know, they're slowly removing our freedoms, and they're slowly removing the ability to be able to worship our God freely. You know, so through a social rating system that can be tracked via digital ID is very, very attainable in the near future. They have to start rolling it out, so this way they can iron the bugs out of it, you know, between now and the set time frame. Have they been experimenting with digital IDs? Yeah. When we were doing the Benjamin Project, we did a couple of reports on a company, I think it was Square something in Michigan, that they had like 50 employees that all got chipped with an experimental chip, where they were able to log onto their computers, go to the snack machine, and, you know, be able to go into the building with the RFID chips. All they had to do was scan their hand, and they were in. You know, in the early...
That was in the early 2000s. 70s. That was in the early 2000s.
But in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a family in California, if I remember the story correctly.
A Jewish family. A Jewish family.
Was it a Jewish family?
Yes, it was.
Where they had the credit, what was called at that time, credit card on skin. It was a Jewish family?
A Jewish family from Southern California.
Wow. And, you know, this was the experimentation process. You know, then they figured, you know, dogs are getting stolen, dogs are getting lost. Let's put RFID chips in them, so this way we can track them and we can find them. Everything that they do has a purpose to fulfill the ultimate agenda, which is to chip every single being. But, you know, there's a way out, and that's by not accepting the chip. Just like there's a way out of not catching COVID, you don't get vaccinated. You know, if you catch COVID, your body will build antibodies and you'll be able to resist the virus. It's a natural immunological response that God ingrained into the human being. You know, just like the earth can repair itself, our bodies can repair themselves. As long as we eat correctly, we take care of ourselves, we get enough rest, we get enough water, you know, we eat the correct nutrients, and our bodies will heal themselves. You know, God doesn't make a mistake when he does something and then says it is very good. You know what I'm saying? That's why he sat back and said, let the earth itself produce. You know, I've done what I did what I did. Now I'll sit back and watch everything and guide everybody, you know, and he'll use the good and the bad to get his word to fulfill that which it set out to do.
And if you want to have some medical information, go to our website that you see at the bottom of your screen there, bgmctv.org, bgmctv.org, and go to the education section and click on medical. We have a whole section just on biblical medicine. So let's go one more thing with this digital ID, because this is what's coming to you, because they're going to force you to take this ID. You're not going to be able to log on. So how many people, log on to the internet to pay their bills, to check their bank accounts? Okay, so they're going to have these false flags. A lot of false flags are coming. So make sure you're ready for that. And it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult to discern the truth, because they've gotten very good at this. Very good at this software, very good at manipulation. And most people do not vet their information. They don't, they just go to the mainstream media and they deal with that. You need to go to the independent media. You need to pass along the links to the sledgehammershow.com, to these shows. You need to spread the information far and wide while you can, because they're getting ready to do something very big. We have judges and people that are not acting right. We've done a show on judges. We had a lot of the J6, a lot of the Proud Boys being, put in jail for 18 years for walking into the Capitol building. We have judges that are not godly men, and we don't have a constitution anymore, because that constitution was only for religious and moral people, of which we are not any longer. So as we started this show, let me bring that back up. Bring that up to end our show with. Let's end it with the Word of God again. Let me just bring that up. This is what we need to do, everybody. We need to train ourselves and our children in the Word of God. All of it. God doesn't change. The Father doesn't change. Messiah doesn't change. Okay? We need to train ourselves and our children in the words of God from Genesis through to the book of Revelation. We're living in a time where things are going to come undone. And you're going to need to really trust in God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. We do these shows to inform you. So send out the links to inform others that didn't have the opportunity to watch this show. So for Ben Jimenez and myself, Rav Hanun Ben Moshe, until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom, this is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer. Yeah, but I can't deny, but I'm sorry.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles, living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with the reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, YESHUA. Shalom.